Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Method Passive Income Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Hoag.
I owe so much of my success as a print-on-demand seller to the fact that I take a complementary approach to making money with print-on-demand. Why would I invest all this time and effort researching, designing, coming up with good SEO for just one product on one marketplace? You guys know I love to take my designs, list them on multiple products and multiple marketplaces. In this video, I want to show you the single best solution to replicate my approach that you can do today using Printful. So follow along, let's get started. If you're not already using Printful, I will drop a link at the top of the description so you can create a free account. Once you're logged into your dashboard, go to the left-hand side where it says product templates and click that. Now it should be empty if you haven't created any product templates yet. So what we're gonna do is click create product. Now by creating products this way, it saves as a template that we can then push to all of our e-commerce stores from one location. The alternative is we would have to recreate this product for every single store. So now we can go ahead and select what product type we want. I'm just gonna start with a Bella Canvas 3001 t-shirt because why not? Everybody loves that shirt. Okay, so I typed in 3001 into the search bar, clicked Bella Canvas. Here we are. All right, you can see behind me the mockup. And what I can do now is I can drag and drop a design right there. It will upload it and mock it up on the shirt for me. You can see the design says, I'd rather be fishing. Now I wanted to show you guys another feature. If I move myself to the left-hand side, on the right side of my screen, I can create additional products with this design in one click. I mean, how simple is that? So it wants us to do a tote bag, why not? I'm gonna hit add and edit. When you hit that, by the way, now it's gonna switch it to the tote bag. If you need to make any changes, go ahead and do it right here before saving it, okay? I'm gonna go ahead and add the hoodie as well, so I'll do that. Okay, now we've got our hoodie. I'll add the sticker, why not? And I'll add the Gildan 18,000. So now we've got a pretty good little selection of products there. Actually, I wanted to do it on a mug as well. I'll do it on the black glossy mug. Oh, it's actually gonna limit me to 5 products at a time. I didn't realize we were already at 5. You know what I might do is go down here in the bottom left corner. I'm actually hiding it. Let me move myself again. Down here in the bottom left corner, I'm gonna go to the sticker and I'm going to X that out and remove it so that I can now add the black glossy mug. I just love how the mugs look in Printful, especially the mockups I wanted to show you guys. So you can see that it's done a pattern with our design. We don't necessarily have to do the pattern. I can turn off the pattern and I can just put the design, make it a little bit bigger on either side. Okay, just like that. And then you can scroll down just a little bit and right here over my shoulder, it says duplicate the design on both sides. So I will click that and now you can see it's duplicated on both sides. And then I'm gonna select the 15 ounce version. Okay, so that was the 11 ounce. Now I've got the 15 ounce and I'm gonna do basically the exact same thing that we just did where we make the design a little bit bigger. We have it duplicated on both sides and mugs can be tricky. So I wanted to let you know in the top right corner, you can click mockups and you can view what the product will look like, the finished product, so that you know you've positioned the product correctly. And if I move myself over to the right-hand side again, you can click in that bottom left corner and switch between products, okay? And if you need to toggle to the mockups again to check the mockups, you can also do that. But on each product, I can reposition and resize the design as needed, you know what I mean? So I just wanted to make sure I showed you guys that. Also, the last thing I almost forgot, for the Bella Canvas 3001, why don't we select more colors to make available? So I'm gonna click product. It's already available in black. I'm gonna make it available in white as well. How about a light blue or ocean blue? And how about pink? I think all of those look good. Maybe even athletic heather as well. So now we've got all the colors available. And if I hide myself, there is a save to templates button right there. So I'll go ahead and click that. And now it is creating our templates. And what I just showed you guys is gonna save you so much time. Like I said, the alternative is you have to make these products over and over again every time you wanna push it to a new marketplace. I mean, hey, we just created 5 products all at once, in one go, in one push. From here, the next thing I'd recommend doing is renaming each of these, something similar to what you would use for your title for SEO purposes. So if you click those 3 dots, go to rename, it says Eco Tote Bag by default. I can say, I'd rather be fishing eco tote bag for fishing lovers. Okay. Then I'll hit save. So I went ahead and renamed all five of our products here. It's not a required step. You get the chance to change the title every time you publish the product to each one of your stores, but why do it multiple times when you can just do it once, right? So now talking about publishing to stores, in order to do that, you have to publish one product at a time to one store at a time, but you're still saving so much time by just hovering over the product and clicking add to store. And from there, you can push your product to any of your Printful connected stores. It'll let you rename the title, set a price. If you need to change anything like the design, you can do that as well before publishing. I wanted to show you two other things that I love about Printful's product templates. The first is something you may not have known, but you can actually sell directly from Printful any of the products in your product templates. If I want to sell, let's say the I'd Rather Be Fishing t-shirt, I click the three dots and then I go to share. It launches this prompt right here. If I say view only link and then enable order link, now I can let people that I share the link with place an order. There's even actually the opportunity to charge me as the person sharing the link for the orders. You may be like, why would I want to pay for other people's orders? Well, since we're the one sharing the link with people anyways, this actually can be useful. For my private community, I sent everybody sweatshirts for Christmas, and this was a really useful feature for me because that way I was billed, they got the sweatshirt they wanted, everybody was happy. So just wanted to share that. If you want to, click charge me for orders. If you want to send this to people so they can buy straight from your Printful store, all you have to do is do that. And then you can copy link. After this, guys, you can go into an incognito window if you want to see what it looks like, just to make sure it works. That's always good to debug and test before you start sharing, you know, live links with people. So this is what it looks like. You can see after you select your color and your size, click continue to check out, and it lets you purchase straight from Printful. How cool is that? The other thing I wanted to show you guys is the mockups. You can use this for product mockups. All I have to do, and I love the mug mockups, by the way. So all I have to do is click the three dots over the mug and then click download mockups. I'm gonna click basic mockups and I'm gonna check flat mockups is selected by default. I'm gonna check all of the lifestyle mockups as well. And then I will click download all mockups. And I can't wait to show you what it produces for us. And now guys, check this out. You can see the mockups right here. Now they're not all gonna be perfect unless you did maybe an all around print design. I did the mirrored design on two sides of the mug. So some of the mockups that are straight on of the, you know, middle of the mug are not gonna look great. For those, I would just honestly select them and delete them and then keep the mug mockups that I intend to use. So you can see a couple different ones here, including some lifestyle mockups and the transparent PNG mockup with the shadow. I think those look really sharp. They would look great on your e-commerce store where you're trying to sell this mug. So guys, I hope you found this useful. The amount of time that I have saved myself using those Printful templates is off the charts. The fact that you can also add your design to multiple products at a time. I mean, hey, this is a game of maximizing the amount of money you earn as a function of the time you invest. Let's talk bottom line. That's really what this is, guys, with Print On Demand. So I want the best for you. I hope you found this helpful. Let me know in the comments. Please like and subscribe. Check out Printful linked in the description, and I'll see you guys soon with the new video.